Welcome to Soul Busy.
I'm Reach.
And I'm Carly,
your CEO
and COO
sisters.
We share unfiltered convo on balancing hustle with mindfulness
while running successful businesses with soul
and the real life between it all. Everybody meet Sophia Toland, our new best friend from New York City. We asked her to write a bio for us, and this is what she wrote. I'm a freelance professional makeup artist in New York City with a plethora of mental illnesses and an affinity for using humor as a coping mechanism. Between trying to trick my dad into thinking the Chargers on Net-a-Porter, is it Net-a-Porter or Net-a-Porter?
Who knows?
Net-a-Porter are medically necessary and laying horizontally at any chance I get. I love traveling, I love reading, and I love getting attention. I love you so much. Welcome, Sophia.
Honestly, welcome, Sophia.
I don't think I could have wrote it better myself. So I'm like, we're going to fucking run with it. We're going with it.
No, this is the problem is everyone's like, you should just use ChatGPT. I'm like, ChatGPT is medicated and I'm not.
I actually live for chat. I fully have replaced chat with Google. Like, I don't even use Google anymore.
No, no one uses Google anymore. But I taught my mom how to use ChatGPT, and now she makes posters for everything.
I believe, like, honestly.
Posters? Like, what do you mean? What?
Like, she'll, like, make little banners and send them. And now that I taught her how to do it, it'll be like, happy birthday to me. It was her birthday yesterday, and she sent, a ChatGPT poster that she made in our family group chat.
Also, I think you guys are twins.
No. So my obsession with you has grown from the moment that you posted us on social media about Sleepy Tie. You were just like this makeup artist.
I'm obsessed with Sleepy Tie. I'm only Sleepy Tie rep with a bob.
No, literally, like, that should be I'm actually going to get that for you as a t-shirt, but this bitch is like posting us. Not only posting us, like repping us, like telling everybody text, tagging us. I'm like, I remember going to the bathroom one day, and I remember looking at my phone and looking at something you had tagged us in that was reposted on Sleepy Tie, and I was like, I fucking love this bitch. I'm like, I don't know who she is. I love her. I go back to the meeting after peeing. I looked at Lauren and I said, who is this girl? I love her. She's in with me. And then she was like, yeah, she posts all the time. I'm obsessed with her. I was like, send her a package. We sent you a package. This bitch cuts a bob in her hair literally like the next week after we sent her a package.
The next day.
A traitor.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we just sent you all this product.
She still reps it.
Still reps it.
So it has nothing to do with Sleepy Tie. It's because I was going to Europe and my Dyson Airwrap doesn't work in Europe. And I know that there are other things to worry about in the world, but that was
understood.
That was hard.
Chop off your hair and just like carry on.
Yeah, I just chopped it all off and never grew it back.
So we became obsessed with you. I became obsessed with you. You are repping us left and right. You're like this bitch in fucking New York City doing all the celebrities, doing all their makeup. You're so talented. We're following your journey.
Thank you for noticing.
You are so talented.
You really are.
You deserve that. Listen, she's in New York. We have the ambulances. And then we're like, we have a photo shoot that we need to do in New York City. There's only one person we're working with. It's you.
Correct.
Meet you in person. Well, actually, that was the second time we met in person because we met at the...
Well, the first time I met you guys, you were hoarding Hulken bags at a charity event and handing them out like it was some kind of reward for talking to you.
No, literally, that is how we met. It was the influencer.
No, I said it was like that scene in Bridesmaids where she leaves the luncheon with like 8 golden retrievers. That was you guys with Hulken bags.
No, but what you didn't see about the Hulken bags is because we were working that event. It was the influencer social responsibility. We were behind the curtains and we had seen all of the Hulken bags. We were actually behind the curtain, like taking our Hulken bags. I'm sure Alex
charity event.
One for each.
No, we gave them back out to all the people. We gave them.
No, you gave them out to people you liked. It was like the weirdest power trip at a charity event I've ever seen.
We also donated to the charity, so it's like kind of like
I've never seen someone be like, yo, I got a plug for these Hulken bags. Do you want to come up?
I fucking love a Hulken bag.
Do you have a Hulken bag?
Yeah, I have one. Not from you guys.
Well, Kellyanne.
Had to get my own.
Kellyanne and Grace Ann both have Hulken bags because of us, so.
They are an exception to my rule where I automatically dislike people with two first names.
Understood.
I get that.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
I have a hard time with it.
What are some names you hate?
Oh, I actually have a rule about men's names specifically. Such like, as? I don't think they automatically, I don't think you should trust any man whose name starts with a J.
Oh, shit, Joe's out.
I don't think that you should trust any man who in his adult life goes by, like, a Billy, a Timmy, a Johnny. Like, you're Timmy's Bill, tough. You're Kim, you're John. Like, I don't want any Y at the
understood.
End
understood. That makes understood.
Sense. I also think that the cruelest villains in this world are men that go by like initials, like a JJ, a TJ,
like those, Justin Bobby from The Hills.
I just think that anyone that goes by initials should be
exiled,
put to death.
That's okay, great.
So let's just give them the harshest possible. I'm glad we're starting immediate, the podcast
immediate
out
death.
Appropriately. This is perfect.
So, social death works for me. I just think they should be cast away.
Okay, I don't that's think fine. That I just put them on an interact. Island.
I just don't want the probability of me having to interact with someone that goes by the name TJ to ever happen in my daily life.
I don't like the name Timmy. I agree. I think that name, I wouldn't trust a Timmy.
Never. Can you imagine having to moan the name Timmy?
I don't moan my husband's name. Yeah, ever.
What I've actually thought about? This has been on my bucket list lately.
What?
Tell us.
Because I date women and because it's Pride Month and I refuse to have sex with men during Pride Month.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Like during the entire month, like just no.
June is just women.
Correct. I'm bisexual. Love that for you. I literally refuse to have sex with men in the month of June. Even when I was dating a man, I refused to have sex with him in the month of June. I think that's homophobic.
For the entire month.
For the entire month. But okay. I want to date someone with my name so I can moan my own name in bed.
That is like the most narcissistic, beautiful thing I've ever heard.
But their name would have to be
Toland.
Yeah,
you want them to scream Toland?
No, it has to be Toland.
Well, that's giving incest Game of Thrones White Lotus vibes, and I'm not into that. But first
Your
name,
brother is cute, though, but he's okay. Not a woman. Not a woman.
So he's right. out for June.
I think the fact that my brother's not a woman is not the reason that I'm hooking up. Like,
I would hook
that's
up with my
not,
brother.
That's not, like, reason number one.
I would literally make out with all three of my brothers. Me too. At all times. I do.
That's something that we should unpack when it's not being recorded.
I don't care. I'll record it. Fuck it. They know it. I kiss them all the time on the lips. I would like to back up a second, please.
Are you guys a mouth-kissing family?
Absolutely.
No, she's just like she does that.
No, I would kiss. I would kiss them on the lips all the time. Yeah, and with my children, I literally make out with them like at all times.
That's different.
Kids are different. I mean, you shouldn't make out with
suck their tongues. Yeah,
I like to.
As you both say, wearing like clear glasses.
These aren't real. I wear these when I don't.
Hers aren't either.
Thank you.
Yeah, mine aren't real.
I swear, hers are inspired by you. Honestly,
I didn't know.
I honestly love to lie. And these are like a constant lie.
Yeah, it's just like you're wearing your lie on your face.
I have perfect vision.
You have perfect everything.
Well, I agree.
You're like just perfect.
Okay, everyone stop.
Medically modified. What?
I would like to back up. We go on set of the shoot. This bitch is literally churning. I'm not kidding. Churning. I'm like trying to set light. Churning off. Like she's like a comedian. Like we're like,
I've never laughed that hard in my life.
You need a podcast. You need to come on ours. We're obsessed with you. Now you're coming to Boston to come do our shoot. Like, and not only that, what I loved about you the most, because like I'm a professional girly, you are my kind of friend who can turn it off and on with professionalism on the dot. Like you're like funny, but then you're like focused and we're like focused on the client. We're looking at what's the hair and makeup doing. Like you were looking at all parts of the scene with me, contributing to the ideas. Like that's my bitch on set of a shoot. So coming to Boston on this podcast, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about your career. Cause you also, I feel like have like developed this incredible career so quickly. Well, in my eyes, it feels extremely quick, like from...
It was super quick.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, your journey as a makeup artist?
And you didn't always live in New York City, right?
No, I've only lived in New York. It'll be 3 years in September.
Wow.
But I'm naturally rude, and I only wear black. I'm covered in tattoos, and I'm bisexual, so people are like, you're from New York, right? but I... I've always loved doing makeup. Like, I actually used to watch makeup tutorials, like the YouTube ones, to curb my anxiety because they're really rhythmic and repetitive. Mm-hmm. So I would watch them to, like, calm down. And this was in, like, the OG days of YouTube. And I used to do that all the time. And then I just started in college, like, doing my friend's makeup and applying what I was listening to on my friend's faces. And I was like, wow, I'm a lot better at this than you guys are. You guys suck at this. So I was like, that's cool. I just was the girl that was good at makeup. I would always do my friends, like date parties, whatever. And then for free, I might add.
Right.
And then looking back, that was insane of me. And then I had a classic mentee bee and dropped out of college. Moved back in with my parents.
I didn't know this part of your life. It literally sounds like my entire first part of my career.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I tried to do the old suey. A lot harder to do than you think. Had to go to a mentee institution. My roommate used to eat her hair while she watched me sleep. Shout out Stephanie. And then I moved back in with my parents. I lived with them for a good few years. And then I moved to Boston, actually. And I was a nanny and I worked at a tequila bar.
Which bar?
And then the pandemic Lovato happened. I moved down to Charlotte, North Carolina, because it was the South and the South didn't believe in COVID. So everything was still open. And I went to esthetician school down there.
Wow.
Then I met this guy. My plan was to go to esthetician school and then move to New York. But I met this guy and I fell in love with him. I don't even know if I fell in love with him. He went down on me all the time. And I stayed in Charlotte for a little too long. And then when he and I broke up, my dad came to me and he was like, look, your mom and I are in this place now where if you want to live out your dream and see if you can be a makeup artist, we can support you. Like, let's give it 6 months, see if this is a feasible thing for you to do. Then I moved here for 6 months with the help of my parents. And I moved here and I told everyone, I was like, hey, I'm a professional makeup artist. And everyone was like, okay, cool. You want to do my makeup? And I was like, yeah. And then it worked.
Yes. That's, understood. No, that's insane.
No, I moved here. I was like, I'm a professional makeup artist. And they were like, okay, great. You want to do my makeup? What?
Well, it also worked though, because you're good. It doesn't just work because you say it.
But I like your confidence.
You had to back it up.
Like your confidence, if you asked me, and I'd be like, yeah, immediately, do it now.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm a professional makeup artist. And then everyone went along with it.
We have like crazy synergies in our story, some that I will text you offline. But like also, you know, I'm a college dropout and dropped out to do makeup. And also went to New York City in 2010 and was like, I'm a makeup artist, and started doing Vogue presentations and like all these different fashion shows. And I was literally using makeup from CVS, like did not know what the fuck I was doing.
For the record, I was like, makeup from CVS slaps.
Okay, cool. Cause we're going to talk about that later.
About that too.
But yeah, there's so much I also resonate to, like in terms of being soul busy, like you just never stopped. You just kind of like kept driving towards your passion and kept like trying again, get back up, try again, get back up, try again. Like it's not like your story wasn't tainted with hardship.
Yeah. My mom has a really good analogy where, you know, that guy at the circus that is spinning all those plates at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that can only focus on one plate at a time. And once I get that plate spinning, then I can move on to focusing on another one. So when I dropped out of college and moved in with my parents, like I really had to focus on my mental health. And not just focus on my mental health, I had to figure out what the fuck was wrong with me. Like, something was wrong.
What did you feel? Yeah, what
felt wrong?
So I have premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD, which I think we could do like a whole episode on that in itself. I think it's the most undiagnosed and the most misrepresented thing that women go through. I have tons of friends where I'm like, you have it and you just don't know. So it's a cyclical form of PMS where it amplifies the symptoms of PMS by like 100. So when you get sad during your period, I want to off myself. You're depressed, when you get cramps, I like throw up and pass out in the bathroom. When you get anxiety, I feel like 1,000 people are sitting on my chest. Like the symptoms of PMS are magnified by a ton. And what happens is it happens during the week before, the week of, and the week after your period.
Well, that's a long
and
time.
And so
that's
like almost you have every one month. Week. You have 1 week where you're completely fine. And I felt like I could try to get my whole life together in that week. And it was so bizarre because I thought I was bipolar. Well, but yeah, then sorry. I went to an institution where they watched my entire cycle and they were like, hey, you're not bipolar. You're not like it go. You can track when you hit your highs and when you hit your lows. We've watched you like throughout this, throughout your menstrual cycle. And so I have PMDD. That was like my mental health. I had to get that on track. I had to medicate myself. I had to figure out all these different things, like how the best way for me to cope with it, because the symptoms are different for everyone. It's not like you take one pill and you're fine. Like, I always say that finding an antidepressant is kind of like dating, where if you take one and you're like, it doesn't work, like it doesn't make me feel good, okay, try another.
Right, right.
It's not gonna, that's crazy that you think the first thing you try, it's like the first person that you date, that's the person you're gonna marry. Wrong.
Right.
Like, shop around. So that was my first thing. Then I tackled my physical health. I've lost like 170 pounds.
It's amazing. That's
incredible.
Seriously.
Which, and I did not do it in the way where I was like, I dedicated myself to the gym and I tracked my macros. No, I got a stomach surgery and then I went on Ozempic. Like,
Thank you for your honesty. I did
it the easy way.
I don't think that's necessarily easy. I don't think it's easy. You had a surgery. You had to make the decision to get the surgery, to recover from the surgery, and you're still inside of your journey.
The thing was mental, for sure. Like my mental relationship with food.
And you maintained it.
If I didn't tackle my mental health first and then I tried to tackle my physical health, like if I had done that reverse, it wouldn't have worked.
I agree completely. I agree completely.
Then I tried to tackle like my professional life, which is what I'm doing right now. So like that's the plate I'm focusing on, and that plate is spinning. And so now that that plate is spinning, I'm moving on to like my personal life and my romantic life, and that plate is one stubborn son of a bitch.
Well, it's on a very important plate,
but I'm not surprised by that though. Same. Because like you need something special, like because of like what you've been through, what you fight for, and like how you speak about yourself.
And you know the worst part, I have self-respect.
Well, you that's earned a thing, that though. Like you're not going to just settle for anybody.
The you last two plates got worst. You that.
No, it's not though.
No, I have self-respect
too. How much worse would it be that you would date someone that didn't give you everything you've wanted after you worked so hard to be where you are?
Well, it's a lot harder to find everything that I want than it is to find some guy that's totally fine buying me a watered down tequila soda and trying to fill me up in the Uber Comfort on the way home.
No, I think that there will be the person that will turn when you meet that individual, when you're in the space with them, you will just know that you will know. It will just be that. That's all I can tell you. It's just a sense of calmness.
Well, until
will come
then,
over
I'd
you.
Love for someone to buy me dinner.
I will.
What, is that like an issue? Like we'll I've heard dinner. New York City is a hard place to date. Is that true?
It's the Hunger Games.
Really? Yeah. Why? Because is it because so many people are in like the vicinity? So like when you're on Tinder, you're like,
it's just over. I'm not on Tinder. I don't.
Okay,
want to
I'm very out of the loop. What do you use?
So, I'm on Hinge and I'm on Raya. I don't think any hot girls are on Hinge. I don't. And the guys that like me on Raya literally look like they could be extras in Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, I've never seen.
I mean, are we against that?
I'm not against that.
Yeah.
I am. I would I think that my dating standard is please have all your teeth.
In a negative way.
Yeah, I thought you meant like.
Understood. Yeah, no, I think teeth are a good thing. I would agree.
Oh, no, they're not looking like Orlando Bloom. They look like Captain Barbosa.
Okay.
And what's crazy
don't
to me
say
is,
Captain
ever.
Like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They look
I
like
know exactly who you're talking about. I've been horrified since the day Pirates of the Caribbean came out. But Johnny Depp, that's exactly what I was picturing. I thought
thinking
like New York.
In the movie, not
got
the
it.
Stars.
Got it. And I feel like you're going to meet somebody
Raya,
in person.
The people on Raya, they think that they're hot and cool. and I think that I'm hot and cool. So
it's a collision.
Yeah, you can't also think that you have to be so honored to be in my presence.
I don't disagree with that.
I think you might need someone opposite than you, though.
100%.
Like, you might need to.
That's what she's saying.
The star of the show.
Right. Like, I need someone that 80% of the time is going to completely let me be myself. And then 20% of the time being like, okay, you're being a psycho monster.
That's literally, you just described my marriage in a nutshell.
Me too.
Like, in a nutshell, that is my marriage. It's just like,
well, yeah,
like,
because the three of us are cut from the same cloth.
No, we really are. I want to go back to something really quickly, which was the plate juggling and tackling a plate completely. Because I really resonate with that. That's how I live my life. Like, I want something to be solved before I move on. And I think, of course, mental health is always a journey. And, like, you know, working on your body positivity is always a journey. However, like, I really resonate with the fact that, like, I used to have crippling anxiety where I would, like, have these anxiety attacks and, like, I would have vagal nerve fainting. And I went to a coach, or I guess you could say, like, he was a yoga teacher, and we sat together for a year, and he taught me how to meditate. He taught me how to be spiritual, how to get in touch with myself. And I felt like that was my plate. It was amazing. It was incredible. It set the foundation of my whole life, of who I am as a mother, who I am as a business owner, who I am as all these things, all these roles that I have. And I feel like that was my plate that took me through my whole life. So what I like was your order of plates, right? Like, you were like, mm-hmm, mental, physical, career. Whereas I think if you try to tackle all the plates at once, likely you'll fall on your face and kind of like end up in this bad hole where it's like, you really were like, all right, let's focus on one thing at a time. Let's do a really good job with integrity and put 100% towards it and then move on. So I really respect that.
The thing also, and I think the reason the plate analogy is as good as it is because it's not done. Like, it, you have to keep it spinning.
Keep
you have
spinning.
To pay attention, yes, to it. And when it does start to slip, you do have to go back to it and focus 100%. On that thing. Because it's not, nothing is ever done. And I think assuming that it is why people fail.
I agree. Like, my spirituality and my meditation, like, if I start feeling a little crazed or like a little teary-eyed or a little like, or like work is getting to be too much, I know exactly the practices I need to do to keep my plate spinning. Like, I just have the tools to do it. That's really the difference. It's just like, I know what to do to bring myself back. And if I didn't have that training, I wouldn't.
I've been in a, I don't know the medical term, but an absolute shit ton of therapy. And why did a therapist when I was younger tell me that you can't start watering a plant once you notice it's dying? You have to water it every day. And that's how you treat your mental health, your physical health. Like, that's how you have to treat your plates.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I love that. All right. So we're now in our professional era of plate spinning. We are thriving. So you take that 6 months where your absolutely edible father told you that. And I love him. And I love your honesty with that too. Like, the being able to be supported in that way and explaining that.
Oh, no. I am the luckiest person in the world for the support that I have from my family, not only emotionally, financially. Like, I know living in New York, I can't recommend it to people because I can't step outside without spending $60. Like,
it's insane.
No, it's insane.
It's insane. So I knew I couldn't do that move without him. I couldn't have done that. And
I think it's good to admit that.
The support of my mom and dad has been incredible. And I think that, yes, you can call me spoiled, you can call me whatever, but you cannot call me ungrateful. And I think that that's the reason that they have supported me as long as they have. I'm my whole family, my siblings and my parents, I'm lucky, and I know that.
I don't think that means you're spoiled. I really don't.
Oh, I'm fine with being spoiled. I should be spoiled.
I'm saying, I think there's like, I don't think you think it's negative, but if someone was to call you that, I think they would be negative about it. And I think that
jealous.
Exactly.
I was just going to say jealous. The thing is that every person's journey looks entirely different. We had an incredible amount of emotional support when we were building this business and, you know, support in terms of construction, but no financial support because we had a very serious family trauma that was happening. But like, you get what you get. You don't get upset and you carry the fuck on is the point. Like, no matter how much money somebody has, that can't fix mental illness or like something you're going through. So like, you have to do that journey on your own. So, okay. So what? You had help. You're spoiled. Fuck it. I agree with you on the gratitude point. If you're an ungrateful little fuck running around New York City like an affected asshole, 100%. Well, that's a different story. Because like when I lived in New York, I lived in Long Island and worked in the city, and I hated how affected everyone was. And that's the only word I could really use. It's like everyone was like in this bubble of effectiveness and thought they were so cool and such a vibe and like so, and like tuned in and we're going here. And I'm like, I fucking hate all of you.
Wait, are you saying effective or affluent?
Affected by money. Affected.
Oh, love.
Yeah, like it's just the word that I like to use because
that's
I feel
a big
like
word, Elmo.
It's a thank you, and all I watch is Elmo. So, but honestly, I feel like that's super important. You have to always get in touch with your gratitude, no matter where you're at in life, whether no matter how you built your journey.
For sure,
it's all that matters. Is are you grateful? You know. So
I
respect.
Agree. And my parents, they came from like food stamps and government cheese, and they worked their asses off to move up the starting line for my siblings and I. So we didn't start from as far back as they did. And I know that.
Good for them. And
they're amazing.
They had
it's
their
so
journey.
It's so annoying.
It's amazing.
And your mom's hot as
she's
shit.
So hot, but you look like her.
I cannot get over your fucking mom. The first time you posted her, I remember DMing you being like, wait, is that your mom? Like, I'm so confused.
I want to hang out with her.
What's her deal?
Yeah, like is what's that she like?
No, forget about what she's like. What is she doing to her face? Like, what's happening?
She's so beautiful. It's actually crazy to me.
So beautiful.
And she's in her, I think now, late 50s. That's insane. I want to put a picture of her on my Hinge and be like, look at what you're going to get.
Right. Like this is what I will see.
My stock is going up. The ROI on my genetics is so high.
She's
look
a fine wine.
Honestly,
we
it's
have
not,
proof.
Not true. It's not.
No,
I agree with you.
It's insane. So she stopped getting filler.
Okay.
That was a big thing because I feel filler. Like during COVID, everyone was getting filler. They were looking at themselves on Zoom and they were getting so much filler in their face. That was like a big era with med spas. I feel like they would be like, you need a syringe of cheek filler, chin filler, all this stuff. It makes people look swollen.
I agree. I fell for it one time. I felt like I had a Hershey Kisses in my cheek. I was like, never again.
It's so bizarre. People want to get rid of like their fine lines and all that stuff. And they will try to do that with filler. And I'm like, respectfully, my sister in Christ, you just need a facelift. That's the only way to get rid of that.
I agree. I think a facelift is the move.
No, people ask me all the time. They're like, how do I get rid of these? How do I get rid of these? I'm like, a facelift.
Pull. Right. Like, you need to pull back. We need to pull.
And as a makeup artist, they're like, okay, well, I don't like these lines. And I'm like, great. Good thing I brought my scalpel. Like, I can't do any. That's your face. So my mom, she stopped getting filler. She double cleanses every single day.
Okay. Like oil?
Every time she washes her face, she double cleanses. Double cleanse. Okay, it's 2025.
We
grow
just
up.
Talked about this.
She's a big proponent in orgasms are good for the skin.
I would understand that. Oxygenation of the body,
yeah,
the blood.
She thinks they like literally help with the glow.
Okay, well, so she's highly orgasmed.
And she's constantly drinking water.
Same.
Because
she's a hydration girly.
She's a hydration, like she has like one of those little jugs always with her. And it sounds like, oh, drink water, drink. Just
Tolan
drink
didn't even
water.
See. Tolan.
Oh, good God.
At the same time, we literally, hydration.
Sometimes, though, those things are freaking heavy. I genuinely think I could kill someone with a Stanley.
You can. My daughter threw one at my other daughter one day by accident, and we ended up in the emergency room. And since then, I've
correct.
Been, like, very cautious of my water bottle because it's so heavy.
No.
Well, it is 40
ounces. Use them. They should throw them at the shot put at the Olympics. They are so heavy.
How did you even think of that? Like,
okay, so we are
zooming. Think of the shot put all the time because my best friends in high school, they were amazing athletes and they went to state track and field. And I remember I borrowed their sweatshirt that said state track and field. And
I always wanted one of those.
Yeah. And I was wearing it and they ran like the 400 meter dash. And so I was just wearing it, went to the grocery store, was buying my little grocery store sushi at Lunds and Byerly's in Minnesota. And the guy that was checking me out goes, oh, state track and field. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he goes, shot put? And I look and I go, no, 100 meter dash. I walked out without paying and took my sushi with me.
Wait, shot put? Like what
Miss Trunchable does?
Straight Miss Trunchable.
Is that Miss Trunchable?
Yeah, the one where you like spin, and you got to be like a, you got to be like a girl.
Like a hefty,
don't do that.
A hefty don't girl. A hefty like, girl.
It's that fine. Man I was always has the goalie.
Never been closer to death than he was when he said those words.
All right, so let's talk about your career, because like you are Miss Celebrity fucking New York City. We got the Nader
That's
sisters.
So nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, you are, though. Like, you're
I saw you on the Summer House reunion. I was like, that's Toland.
Yes, I was on that for a brief second.
Tell us about that life. Like, what do you love about it? What do you hate about it? What's interesting to you about it?
I love seeing everyone's apartments. That's my favorite part of my job.
I get that.
I love Understood. Seeing everyone's apartments. I love going into everyone's apartments for a glam, and I look around. Like, you let me go to the bathroom, I'm in your medicine cabinet.
You used to do that, too.
No, I know. I, like, I'm looking around. I want to know what's under your sink. Oh, that's so crazy. I use the same counter spray. Like, that's, I'm on the same UTI Understood. Medication.
We have the same like Amazon.
I get that. I'm a nosy Rosie. You let me into your home, I'm going to look.
Fair.
So, love that part of my job. I love everyone I'm getting to meet. Getting to meet. I love everyone.
I also just laughed at that in my head. I don't know why that cracks me up when people like end their sentence with an N. Getting to meet.
No, I used to be very Southern, so sometimes it comes out.
Where are you from specifically again?
I moved all over the place, but I grew up in Minnesota mostly.
What is a Minnesota accent? Show me. Let me hear.
It'd be like, hi, I'm Sophie Toland from Minnesota, don't you know? Do you want to talk about hockey?
Oh my God. It's like Canadian.
Oh, it's Don't like, you know? I say when people are like, oh, what was growing up in Minnesota like? It was like growing up in a sad Canada.
It's
Everything
Bobby's
you know
world.
About Canada is the exact same in Minnesota, just a little sadder.
That's Bobby's world. Like, that's all I hear is Bobby's mom.
Yeah.
Who's Do you Bobby? Know what Bobby's world? You don't know what Bobby's world? Do you know Bobby's world?
Isn't that the SN? No, that's Wayne's world.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Am I
We're
the oldest person?
Boy Meets World.
Am I the oldest person?
No, I was thinking of Wayne's world.
No, Bobby's World is a show that was on Nickelodeon, and the mom was from Minnesota, and she was like, oh, Bobby, don't you know? And that was like her, I don't know if I just did a good job or a bad job, but that was her accent.
It was terrible.
Bad job. I can tell you.
It was terrible.
Say, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? That was better.
Why does it sound, I don't know, yours sounds German. It feels offensive. I don't know how, but it feels offensive.
All right, so you look in people's apartments.
I do love my job. So the worst part of my job is comparison. Comparison's the thief of joy. And I think that is, I really actively work on it. I try to not, but there are so many amazing makeup artists in the city. There are so many talented people that it's very hard not to compare yourself and your career to other people's talent and career. And I try to use that. I try to shut that out. Like, I literally, the second I hear myself saying, like, oh, man, I wish that I could have done that client. Or, oh, I wish that my glam looked like that. I stop. I literally go, stop talking like that. Because that negative self-talk can just not be in my brain. 100%. Or it will go in a loop. Like, the second that I hear it, I stop it dead in its tracks. And I'll literally, I do this thing where if I'm having negative self-talk or if I'm doing something in my own brain that I don't like, I'll be like, okay, come up with a song. You have to sing a song from start to finish in its entirety. What song do you know all the words
That's
to?
That's a good idea.
And
I
then
like
it
that,
gets,
yeah.
It gets me focusing on thinking about something else, and I have to think really hard about, like, thinking, do I know all the words to something?
Replace
and
the
it just stops me in its tracks so that another thought can continue on
come
after
in its
it.
Place.
Yeah, it sounds so dumb, but it worked.
Oh my God, that does not sound dumb. You should hear my
self-narrative
in my head.
We do stuff like that, too.
First of all, I sound like I have actual Tourette's in my head when I'm talking to myself. If I have a negative thought, if I have something that I say that is not on brand or on character for me, I literally am like, cancel clear, shield up. I even do this. I sound like I'm talking to myself. I did this when I was giving birth.
I go, cancel clear, cancel clear.
And I'm like, spirits, guides, and angels, help me replace the thought. Literally, I'm talking to myself. And then I say the thought I'm replacing it with on repeat in my head until that thought has gone away. And I agree with you. I agree. Comparison is the joy, thief of joy. I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh my God, Carly, that's insane. Rage just had a stroke and you did nothing.
You literally.
Shield up.
You literally were like, but wait, so I couldn't agree more. And I have to say, like, I've been a makeup artist. I've had many careers. I am a photographer just for my brand now. But
you're
like,
an incredible photographer. The number of people that I've had reach out to me being like, who was the photographer for that Sleepy Tie shoot? And I was like, the bitch from Sleepy Tie.
But you could so easily, like, I have my whole career, I could see other people's photography and I'm like, what is their lighting? What is their camera? Does my camera suck? I have to eventually not look personally. That's like I do my that method where I'll just be like, fuck, I'm not looking. Yeah. Or like, and then I just stay in my lane, focus on myself and focus on my work. And your work really is that good. Can we always get better? Of course.
Oh, 100%. I think I'm done learning, which is right. Why I like to look. Like they right. do things and I try to seek inspiration from it.
Right.
The biggest thing that I've learned in my job is protecting my peace. Like I do have the flexibility of working for myself. I do have, if there's a client that makes me feel small or makes me feel less than, or I know I won't get along with, I can say no.
Deuces, 100%.
I think more people should use the word no.
I agree.
I think it's crazy to me. Like if someone, I say no all the time.
I say no before I say yes.
I love the word no. Me too. With social plans, with anything, same. No.
You're preaching. Are you kidding? I don't even consider social plans. It's not even a fucking option on the table. Literally,
I think it must have been on TikTok or something where it's like, are you the kind of person that is, if you have plans for that night, you're like, oh, I wish I didn't have this. Then you need to ask yourself, when someone asks you to do something, if you had to do it that night, would you want to go? And if the answer is no, then you should say no in the moment.
I do that with clothes in my closet. I'm like, you're not wearing it today. Are you going to wear it to fucking tomorrow? Like, probably not.
I don't do that. That's terrible.
That's how I get rid of things.
But for comparison, like, I struggle with that more, like, personally. I'm like, oh, that body. Or they have so many kids at this age. Like, I want to have that many kids. Or I used to do that before I found my husband. I'd be like, oh, they're like, social media fucks me in that way. Because I'm like, I always, like, think everyone has it better. I hate thinking that. I always have to, like, retract my brain and be like, you're happy where you are.
Well, social media is usually a reel of all of the positive things in somebody's life.
I know.
I also think that the only person that like genuinely thinks about you is you.
It's true.
So
it's true.
Anytime I catch myself thinking about someone else, I'm like, I'm going to think about me. And then I switch.
Yeah. I think because selfishness is important in a sound life. And I don't think 100%. It's a bad thing.
I'm
obsessed with me.
Did you always feel like that, Toland?
No.
Like even when you were like overweight or whatever you were saying previously?
So I was always like, I always had, since I got medicated, I always say there was like before my diagnosis and there was after. And after is kind of when I think that like my adult life started. It didn't really start in college. I didn't have that like moving out at 18. I became myself. Like, no, it happened later in life for me. Right. And it didn't happen in like the formative years that everyone else has traditionally, which that in that time I was comparing myself all the time to other people. Right. And then I had to focus so much on myself mentally. I had to focus so much on just like getting out of bed, staying alive. I didn't have the energy to focus on other people that when I started to notice that my behavior changed, the more I focused on myself, I did it all the time.
You're like addicted to it.
I was like, this is what works. Focusing on myself and putting the energy I used to put towards other people and the energy that I used to put towards like, I'm not as skinny as her. I'm not as tall as her. I'm like, guys don't like me as much as they like her. Instead of focusing on whoever her was in that moment, I would focus on me. And the time that freed up was crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I loved how it made me feel. I noticed that it was working. Like some people, like they're like, oh, I noticed my health improved when I started running. Well, I noticed my mental health improved when I stopped comparing myself to other people.
Right.
My self-esteem was never tied to my weight ever. Like I've always had, when my mental health was improving and all that stuff, I actually did the weight loss surgery and have focused on my health because my younger brother, he's 13 years younger than me. My parents came to me and said, hey, if anything were to happen to us, would you be okay taking your brother? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, he does have older parents and he does have older siblings. I want to be around as long as I can for this kid.
I love that.
So I took care of my physical health so that I could just live a longer life and be there for him and be there for my family.
Interesting.
Then I did for like how I felt in my own body, because if you, and I am healthier and like life is easier because I can like move and all those different things. Like I can do things that don't hurt. Yeah. But if I hadn't, if my weight and my self-esteem were tied to each other, I don't think my weight loss surgery would have worked. I think I would have gained it all back by now, because anytime I did a diet when I was younger, I even went to fat camp and it didn't work.
Yeah.
That was a trip.
And I agree.
You are on Ozempic now.
Yeah.
And do you like it?
I love it.
What does it feel like?
So it's not for everyone, but just like any like modern medicine, there's going to be people out there that abuse it. So right. If you're, I don't want to put a number on it, but if you're a skinny, skinny person, do you need Ozempic? No, you're going to abuse it. But there are people that abuse opioids and right. filler and like a million different things. So, but there are people like me who it has genuinely made my life so much better. It does this thing where it's not like a physical thing. Like I still eat food like I'm a normal person, but the food noise is what's gone away.
That's what somebody else told me this week too.
So like I used to always go to bed thinking about what I would get to eat when I woke up in the morning. And now I like get up in the morning, I take my dog out on a walk, I come back, I have a glass of water, and like when I want to eat my breakfast, I do. And it's, there was this like special that Oprah did where you literally have the chemical that tells you when you're full and tells you to not think about food, or you don't. And my mom kind of explains it like, my sister's a type 1 diabetic. Her body doesn't produce insulin. My body does not produce the chemical that tells me when I'm full. My body does not produce the chemical that tells me to stop thinking about food. Amen. And Ozempic has changed all of that. Like I stop eating when I'm full. It's the craziest thing. I did not used to do that. I used to stop eating when it was gone.
I understand that. I fully understand. I mean, I think now about my breakfast. Now I stop
eating when I'm full. And I think that's like the craziest thing ever. Like I would get a Chipotle bowl or whatever, and I would eat it until it was gone, because in my head, that means the meal is over.
Right, right. Well, that's, but now I understand
I'll
that.
I'll eat it until I'm full, and I'm like, all done.
Wow.
Who am I?
Did your cycle, like, I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of what
PMDD.
PMDD, did that change when you lost weight, or do it have nothing to do with it?
Oh, no, it definitely had things to do with it. Yeah. Like, it's a complete hormonal and chemical imbalance. It sucks, but, you know, it happens.
That's, I feel like when you talk about, like, abusing Ozempic, are you talking about people who, like, are taking it but don't need it? Or, yeah. Like, are you implying
some
you
people who are, like, take it 125 more. Pounds, take it to lose 10 pounds, like, all over TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's
there
crazy.
There are people that, it's, the number one cause of death in this country is obesity-related illnesses.
Right.
And it's actually crazy to me that how much people hate on Ozempic and don't talk about it. Like, people have this weird shame around it. And I'm like, no, I'm on. Like, I'm not going to tell people.
I do
people
see that. No, I appreciate your honesty.
And I'm not going to tell people, oh, yeah, I've lost these last stubborn 30 pounds because I just did a juice fast. Like, I didn't. I got on Ozempic. I don't count my protein intake and go work out 3 times a day with the trainer. Like, no, I took Ozempic. I work out. I go to Pilates because that's the workout I like to do. And I now don't think about food as much as I used to. And it's crazy. Like, I'm not going to lie. And I hate the lying.
The lying is super weird. I've seen people who have lost a shit ton of weight and they like have this shame. Like I can tell, I'm like, oh, how'd you do it? Like, how'd you, I always want to know, like, how'd you do it? I'm curious, like, of course. And like, I can see sometimes people hesitate now and I'm like, and then they're like, and I'm like, what? And they're like, I'm like, what? Like, could you say it? Did you take Ozempic? Like, I want to know. And yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing. And I don't think it's the easy way out. Personally, that's not how I view it. I view it as it all takes it's work to keep the plate spinning.
So much, it's made my life so much easier.
Well, I'm sure it made your life easier. I just don't think it's the easy way out because you still need to cognitively participate in your health and your wellness and what you're putting in your mouth and what you're eating and the ingredients. Sure. And that is health. You know what I mean? Like you can lose weight and not be healthy. You can lose weight and be filled with seed oils.
Because I eat less, what I eat has to be specific.
Right. That's like, what I'm saying.
I can't, because I eat so much, like I do have to focus on, is there protein in this?
Right.
Like,
is this balanced?
I can't be like, oh, I'm hungry. I should pop an Easy Mac in. Like,
I fucking love Easy Mac. I can't
Easy
believe
Mac
you just said that.
So good.
I actually think
you
about.
You guys are weird.
I won't
interest me.
Eat Easy Mac now because I will never microwave plastic and like eat that because I just can't, knowing what I know. But in college, I was like a dinosaur egg oatmeal girl. I know, so weird.
I love that.
It like crusted to the side of like the dirty plate in my dorm room. And then Easy Mac, I would fall asleep with one in my hand every single night, like a little dry and like, I love that fucking Easy Mac.
I once got the fire department called on me because I put an Easy Mac in the oven without water in it on accident.
Right, so that's not smart, and that wouldn't
work. It was
work.
Not, but the firemen were hot.
You should do it again. Do it again. Love an FDNY, boy.
I delete Hinge and Raya and just start small fires.
100%. I guarantee you there's some hot-ass fucking New York firefighters that would come to your apartment.
Oh, 100%. All
right. I have questions about product. So you literally, I actually have a cart going right now from a story you did the other day.
Me too.
It was the Makeup Forever palette, which when I was a makeup artist, I was a Makeup Forever girly. Like that was my fucking number one. Number one. It has stood the test of time. Really believe in it. You were using that contour palette that was like compact. I actually found, you said you love them all.
It's so good.
Okay. I want to know like right now, like give me like top seven items you physically would never live without as a makeup artist. Like what are those products?
So personally or like in my kit?
No, personally.
No, I want personal. Yeah. I want personal. Cause I think doing somebody else's makeup is different functionality wise.
Yeah. Everyone's face is different. That would be harder.
Number one,
the Lumi Glotion.
What the fuck is that?
It's from
is
L'Oreal.
That CVS?
It's literally like $8.
Oh, I have that. Okay. Okay.
It is so good.
Why is that happening?
I don't know.
I've never seen that. Okay. Lumi Glotion. Got it. Two.
The hell was that?
You're on your phone. It's the FaceTime.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I just said the FaceTime also.
The FaceTime.
So, second time I've been old.
Ooh, let me see what else. I honestly think that Makeup Forever bronzing palette.
Okay. I'm buying that today.
I don't think I could go anywhere without it. I think it's so good for travel. It's so good for everything. And it does every skin tone that I need. Because you know when you get a spray tan to go on a trip?
Yep.
And then the spray tan fades and you're waiting for your real tan to start? Like, I go through a Michael Jackson-like range of skin tones. Mm-hmm. And I need all those shades of bronzers. And so it's so nice that like
it melted into your skin when you were on vacation
it's
the other day.
Good.
I was
such a good
drooling.
Product. I love, love the Rode pocket blushes.
Me too.
Me too.
Big
I
fan.
I love them.
Me too. Me too. I find the packaging to be a little larger than necessary. However,
I
do love
them.
It's cute. I agree. But I'm just like, could you just like just a little smaller?
It's very chody.
It's very
chode.
It's a full on chode.
It's a full chode.
Okay,
which,
four.
You know what? I mean.
No.
Don't act like you're like
no.
For that.
No.
No one
I'm not pro chode, but I'm not anti chode. I'd rather have a chode than a pencil dick.
I would not like either. Just I'm good with like just an average.
Well, you
dude.
Know what? I'm single and beggars can't be choosers.
You won't be for long. I feel someone coming.
Is it me? I'd love to be coming more regularly.
Well, I mean, based on what your mom says, I'm sure you're having at least an orgasm a day. So.
Oh, yeah. I masturbate every day.
Yeah. 100%.
Every day?
There's no doubt you're not. I just knew you were.
Oh,
every
yeah,
day?
Really, oh, every single day. And you know what my favorite thing is to masturbate to? And I realized this was weird because what? I told someone on a date.
I'm so excited.
My favorite
I'm so
thing
excited.
To masturbate to is my own nudes.
No, Tolland. Next.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much she loves herself. You are a fucking
No, I'm like.
And you are your own porn.
No, people all the time are like, are you worried that your nudes are like going to get leaked or like something like the iCloud's going to get hacked? I'm like, I didn't take it because I look bad.
So like if anyone saw it, it wouldn't matter.
No, I'm like, if anything, my stock would rise.
Like, are you, you're masturbating to a video of yourself or a photo of yourself?
Sometimes both.
Wow. I mean, it's really practical. You always have something available to you at all times.
Or I just prop up in front of the mirror.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you could just look in the mirror. Get a mirror on your ceiling. It really will work out.
I look amazing naked. I think it's insane that I have to wear clothes.
I think you look amazing. Literally, you posted a bikini the other day, and I was like, this bitch. Like, I've never worn a fucking bikini in my life.
Well, they're fake.
What? Are they?
Yeah, I've had a boob job, a tummy tuck, and fat grafting. I got it after my weight loss.
Your boobs don't look fake, though.
Your stomach is flat as shit. I'm definitely going to do that after I'm done with my children.
Which is why I look like I've been bitten in half by a shark. The scar is crazy.
I've never seen the scar.
I didn't see
it. I'll show you.
No. No. I fucking love you so much.
Hold on.
It's a little blurry, so we might not be able to see exactly.
No, you'll be able to see it. It's dark. Hold on. It's too bright. Can you see it? It's like this thing.
It's blurry. No, I actually can't see it.
They cut all through there?
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're so flat. I still can't see it, and you look amazing.
Oh, no. It doesn't bother me.
No, like, I literally can't see it because it's blurry, and it's, like, so bright. But I'm like, I mean, your stomach's so flat. Who gives a fuck? I've always had a pooch there before even I had.
Yeah, children. I just like lost a lot of weight. So I had to like put a little air back in the tires.
Yeah, just like suck and tuck. All right, perfect. So I think we were on product number 5. That was 4. Oh, so what's 5?
Oh. Lip liner for sure. Do I have to pick one?
One.
What's your favorite brand?
I want the top one.
If I could only use one lip liner for the rest of my life, it'd be Stone from MAC.
Wow. Really? I'm surprised because I feel like it can lean a little gray.
I like that.
You enjoy that.
Which one are you wearing now?
I use lip liner as like a contour to my lips.
Understood.
I don't
use it. I'm surprised
you
didn't say Makeup Forever.
Forever
Walnut. But I like Anywhere.
Are you thinking Endless Cacao?
I like that one and Anywhere Caffeine better than Wherever Walnut right now.
No, I like
Endless Cacao is amazing.
So you go a little bit darker.
Wait, which one are you wearing now?
Right now I'm wearing a lip stain and I use it as a liner.
Oh, interesting. I have never dabbled in stains yet.
The peel one?
Oh, and right now my ride or die is the Refi glosses. Those bitches are shiny.
Okay.
The gloss.
Okay.
The Refi gloss.
6. Are we going to put the Refi gloss as 6?
Yes.
Does she make the list? Okay. All right, and number 7, give me the last one.
Oh, Kosas color corrector for under my eyes.
Oh, that's also in my cart. I couldn't believe
I have some dark ass circles.
But do you use that in replacement of your concealer or underneath your concealer?
If I'm doing like a full beat, I'll do both. But so what I do is I do like a dot of the color corrector right here, and then I'll blend that out. And then I kind of put concealer like up here and below where the color corrector is. So not
Got
too
it.
Much product is like really under my eye.
Do you use foundation? No.
Not really, no.
Yeah. I feel like most makeup artists
Have you ever used the BB cream by Dr. Jart? Because I'm a huge fan.
So BB creams on my skin are slick. And
really?
I can, for some reason, I wear sunscreen every day and I like to have some form of coverage every day, but I don't like when they're together.
Interesting.
I know what you mean.
I can feel it on my skin and I get very overstimulated. And if I can feel it on my face, I literally won't be able to focus.
I do think the feeling of makeup matters. I've been stuck with the same makeup for so long, though. I love the Kosas under eye, the Skin Revealer.
Yeah, I like. Oh, you know how Milk came out with that, like, you didn't Hydro like Grip.
It. I didn't like the Hydro Grip. I didn't like it.
I saw. I like your realistic.
I take did not the, like
it
that.
It was like the Hydro Grip, and it's. I get why the product is popular. It looks beautiful on the skin, but I can feel it.
It's very thick. I did not like that product.
I don't like feeling stuff
I put
either.
It to the side immediately, but I do like the new Kosas powder.
Like, I don't like thinking about, like, after this, I'm going to lay horizontally on my couch, and if I go like this, and I know that I'm going to wake, like, move my head, and there will be a huge patch of whatever is on my face, like, I don't like that.
I get that. My mom is blowing up my phone right now. I don't know what she's texting me. Okay. Love. I have some rapid fire this or that for you, and then we will conclude. Okay? You ready?
Okay. Go.
Undone brows or kept brows?
Undone brows.
Dewy or matte?
Dewy.
Drugstore or high end? You have to pick
high
one.
High end.
Me too. Glossy lips or matte lips?
Glossy.
Yep. Natural or full glam?
Full glam.
In the middle. She's like in the middle.
Full glam.
Yeah, it's in the middle, but full glam.
Brown or black mascara?
Black.
Makeup Forever or Kosas?
Makeup Forever.
Brush or sponge?
Brush.
Thank you.
I appreciate your focus.
I hate sponges.
I actually hate sponges so much. I think they're
I like sponges
dirty.
After a brush. Like, I like
Understood.
Them to, I like them to get rid of any streaks. I also think they melt it into the skin. I like them as a finisher, not as an applicator.
Yeah, understood. I have to tell you, I think this has been one of my favorite episodes. I think you are...
You're a queen.
Amazing. I love you.
Oh, my God.
I live for your authenticity. I find... I fucking hate the word authenticity at this point in life because I think everyone's like, be authentic. And I'm like, you don't try to be authentic. You just fucking are or you aren't. And you just live
I genuinely have in your a honesty. That people that say like, oh, I'm just so authentic. I'm so real are the least...
I agree.
Like when a guy's like,
I agree. I'm a
good, like when a guy, I go out with or something like that is like, I'm a good guy. I'm like, oh, you're the worst. Because
100%. You're out already.
Those are things you should never say about yourself. Those are things other people should tell you.
I would never describe myself as like saying I'm authentic. I just like am who I fucking am. And I see that in you. And I love that about you. I've literally been gravitated to you energetically since the second we were connected on social media. And I'm so glad 100%. We connected in this way. Grateful for your time. Can't wait to see you in Boston.
I know.
Love you.
I'm going to attack
I'm
you.
So
we
actually, excited.
We have it on our to-do list to book your hotel and do all of those things. So we're going to handle that soon. And yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to shoot in studio with you. That's going to be fun.
That'll be sick.
And then we're going to kidnap you and then you can't leave.
Yeah, that would be great.
I actually don't mind staying in Boston. In Boston, I'm like a 12.
I feel like you're 12 everywhere, but I also will say that I do think you...
No, in LA, I'm like a soft 4. They do not know what to do with someone that has my body mass index in LA.
You are not... I
bet your
LA.
BMI is not even good.
I hate your
BMI is good now.
Oh my God, no. LA is just not for me.
I hate LA.
They like, there's a reason they like to go like clubbing and stuff like that. It's like I like to go to a place where someone can hear me talk. Like you have to know.
Oh,
I'm
I love
funny.
To club. Love to club.
No,
I'm
not
on the
into
opposite
that.
End. I love to not talk and sit and bounce at a
she
table
loves clubs,
with my heels
we're
on.
Over
not,
it.
I gotta like, boom, boom. You're just like a little bounce.
Okay, we need to hang up or we'll literally never stop talking.
Well, no, I actually just wanted to say one last thing. I do think you could meet someone. I don't know about the women here, but the men, like I feel like they're a little less girly, a little bit less narcissistic. I feel like it could happen, like, when you come to New York for the shoot. Like, I don't know. There's something about Boston men that I really
I'll
like.
Tell
Get
you
on
about
Hinge.
I'll tell you about someone that I dated in Boston.
Okay.
When we're not recording. They turned out to be married.
Oh. Okay.
Go Boston.
I might keep that in. All right. Well, I love you. Thank you for your time. We're going to end the recording. Much love.
Love you guys.